Glory to Jesus Christ. In Psalms we can find wonderful verse. And this verse says that God knew us before stars were made. And this is great verse which really reveals to us God's intention with us. His idea with mankind, with human beings, was that he created or intended to create us human beings to be his glory. His intention was to give us likeness and image of himself. This great plan was executed, and he created man, mankind, first people, Adam and Eve, which were full of his glory. And they lost his glory through a fall, through refusing God. But this gospel we read today again gives us some kind of hope, because we feel effects of this fall. We suffer because of this broken human nature. We suffer because we lost this glory God prepared for us. But this gospel gives us hope, because we can see that God didn't give up. And he fights for us. He sent his son to among us, and he started his rescue mission. And we can see what is purpose of this his mission in this gospel too. What did he see? We saw a man who was so possessed by demons. In the bottom of human misery. He saw man who was destroyed. His humanity was destroyed so much that he even didn't live like human being. He was walking in rage, naked, and he lived in a tombstone. He was acting like crazy. And people were afraid of him, and they wanted to tie him because they didn't feel safe. And what God did when he saw that man, he was moved, and he had pity on him. And we can see that he is very powerful, because even these demons, they fell down. They forced this man to fall down and to really ask and beg Christ not to punish them, send them to the abyss, but just to let them go. We can see how powerful he is. And this miracle was done for us. Maybe we are able to keep this hope that even our weaknesses and these effects of our broken nature are nothing for God. That God really can help us, heal us, and to transform us, maybe can get back this glory he intended for us from eternity, before universe was created. This is what God intends for us. And we should not strive for anything else like for that, to get back beauty God intended for us. And we can start this search for this beauty we can easily find defects which are caused by our fallen nature. We can identify what is not according to the gospel in our souls. We can identify in which areas of our life we really lost this God's glory in us. And the same gospel tells us that how we can get it back. And we need to do this because not only for us, but because the whole world is thirsty for these witnesses of God's power. Then that man who was healed went around and he was talking to everybody what God did to him. That one who was on the bottom somewhere of human misery, now he was talking how God raised him back to dignity and to glory. And we should start this process in us, this work with God's grace, because he wants to give us this back, and he will answer to each our step towards this with his grace. We need to do this, maybe have this experience what God does in our lives, because this world needs these witnesses. Because this world is going crazy, this world is like possessed, not like he is, it is possessed by demons. Look, yesterday, the shooting in Pittsburgh, isn't it demonic? Isn't it against like really humanity to start to shoot? And we can go from step by step through many aspects which we can in the world, and we can see these horrible things which human beings can do, and they do. And they do it because our separation, because of their separation from God, because they are missing this God's glory. How many horrible things we can see, divisions, fights, wars, disagreements. It's really like, even in church, and now we are facing so huge scandal in the church. Isn't this demonic work of demons who try to destroy everything what is good? We need to understand that God is willing and he wants us to give us this beauty he intended for us, and he is helping to us. He is moved with pity over each of us, and he's ready to help. And this is why we are listening to words of gospel. This is why we pray, why we read spiritual literature, why we try to raise our mind to heaven, to be attentive for his grace. Because many times we act like those people who saw this miracle, but they ask Jesus to leave. And don't we do the same many times? How many times we felt in our soul this calling to pray, and we said, not today? How many times we were invited to read his words and to feed our soul, and we said, not today, because today I want to watch some kind of show, TV show or movie. How many times we were called to to spend in silence time with God, to listen to His words, and we prefer to go somewhere to have fun. How many times we understood God's calling to do some things and we said, no, I prefer to do what I like. And don't be mistaken, in these moments we are saying to God, leave. Leave, please leave. I want to be alone. I want to be with my own wisdom. Please leave. How many times this happened in our life, and how many times we missed opportunities to open ourselves to God's grace, which would transform us to bigger beauty and move us towards our goal, which is to be like God and to be with Him forever. So let's, even under this pressure of many bad things which are happening on us or in our souls, despite of knowing of our weaknesses which we have, we don't need to give up, because God can heal us. Just don't ask Him to leave. Say yes to all those good impulses which are coming to us. Yes, say yes to all these vocations we hear for increasing of our spiritual life. Life is Him. If we do this, we will be healed. We will be transformed. Or we will be getting back step by step this glory God intended for us before stars were created. Amen.